Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Smell So Good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record of Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
Thank you.
All right, people. I don't know what the fuck happened to my damn afternoon delight jingle. But, yeah. This shit keep fucking flipping and dipping and... Oh, goddammit. Bringing fucking shit on. Introduce y'all to my sassy co-host. Let me get my damn theme music right.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah.
Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world.
Right.
It's really quite simple. Kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
I don't know, Ron. That sounds kind of crazy.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Man.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, right here live on Reckoning Gang Radio. Introducing Miss Tasha Triple X, man. Y'all already know who she is.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again.
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. Sound like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That proper introduction goes to the one and only Perf off in the building. Perf Australia. Shouts out to all my koalas and kickbacks.
Hey.
Kangaroo makers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mr. Todd's Triple X is
Smelly?
Up in the building, man.
How you doing,
baby?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm wonderful. I'm actually out. I'm out at the moment.
What do you mean? You're out?
I am out. I'm at the casino with my mom and my neighbor and my friend, and her mom came, and we did like a whole, you know, I've seen my friend for the first time after maybe 8 or 9 years, and I'm sitting here outside and I'm chilling out with a few people and just enjoying my evening. And I decided to call in and say hello.
Everybody's getting broke at the same time. That's a true family right there. Yeah, that's so all gonna get broke together. Yeah, fuck it, let's go.
Can I introduce you to somebody, Smelly?
Can he handle the show?
He can definitely handle the show. He is he's actually a native Australian.
What do you mean? He know Paul Dundee? If he don't know Crocodile Dundee, I don't want to talk to him.
Do you know Crocodile Dundee? He wants to talk to you. Okay, here. Say hello.
All right, y'all. Let's give a proper welcome to Australian Zone.
Open.
All right. Welcome to the show, homie. What's happening with you, brother? I know. Okay. The language barrier, right? The language barrier might be a little crazy now because I'm in Tampa, Florida, so I got a nice country accent, so... If I say something crazy and you don't understand me, like y'all say wagging off and we say hooky, just say, hey, man, what the hell does that mean?
All right, that was.
So what's your name, brother?
Yeah, so Clayton, bro.
Okay, Clayton, all right. Clayton, so do you know Crocodile Dundee? You friends with him?
Not personally, but I've seen the movie, man.
Is he a fucking wanker?
Paul Logan's a good actor. But,
he's a good actor.
He's
a fucking wanker. Yeah. Anybody who moves to the United States gets a fucked up facelift and looks like a melted crayon box needs their ass whooped. But that's Paul Hogan. Have you seen him lately?
poor lie, man.
Yeah, you haven't seen me like no updated pictures of him. Man, he looked bad. He had the facelift crap, whatever happened to him.
Well, I wish he happen to have one because he looks craggy.
Yeah, he looks. Oh, he only looked like the Paul Hogan. Like he only looked like he's from Australia. He looked like a washed up American actor.
He does actually. He looks worse, man, in real life.
Yeah, I'm like, geez, man. But hey, you losing any money today, brother? You losing or you winning?
Nah, brother, I'm losing, man.
All right. What's your favorite game?
A lot.
Oh, what you playing?
Red Hot Machine.
Oh shit! Yeah, you gonna get your ass killed. Yeah, you don't play no poker, no blackjack.
Nah, not that real. We're not into that. We're into two up, brother.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard of two up?
Tour up.
You throw two pennies up in the air, and you get heads or tails, and it's 50-50.
Oh shit!
Best
that's
game
called
in the world, man.
That's called pitching, man. That's called pitching. You ever you know what pitching is? Pitching is that same concept, but okay, what we do is we take a quarter, and what you do is you pitch it up against the wall, and wherever it lands, you're trying to get the closest to the wall. But it has to hit the wall and bounce off the wall. Whoever's the closest to the wall, you know what I'm saying, wins.
I've seen Eddie Murphy do that, but we throw two pennies up.
Okay.
We throw two pennies up, and then they both got to land on the heads, and you win.
Oh, they both have to.
On the,
Oh, okay.
50-50 chance.
Man, that's all.
It's the best game in the world, mate. Best game in the world.
Damn. So what kind of betting odds is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you betting on?
I bet on heads. Always on heads, and then always on black.
Okay, so I'm saying is it? I'm saying, do you like play for like $1, $2, $3, or?
Nah, man, we play for fucking. Oh, sorry, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, man. Say what the fuck you want to say.
We play for. $50, $20, $50, $100, whatever.
Damn.
You name the price, we play.
Okay, so no pussy plays though. No $1 pussy plays.
Nah. We're not pussies out here, man.
Yeah, that's pussy playing,
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so
what's up, man.
Who's winning the basketball over there, man?
We're in football season now, and all the teams suck to me. So, you know, my team ain't winning, so everybody fucking sucks. That's how I look at it. Everybody fucking sucks.
Have you ever seen Aussie Rules?
Aussie Rules.
Okay, Australian football.
Oh, yeah. I sit down. But see, the thing that fucks me up about Australian football, you know what I'm saying, is that shit be scaring me how a bitch almost get kicked in the head. And them motherfuckers got spikes. Yeah, and they got spikes on the bottom of their shit. That's a brutal, but it's a high energy
game.
Yeah, it's high energy. I hate fucking tennis, but it's similar to tennis. You know what I'm saying? Just without all the. Yeah, just with all the boring fucking, you know, your head going back and forth and shit. You know what I'm saying? I hate that shit. I hate fucking tennis. But yeah, it's a high energy sport.
We invented that game over here in Australia. It's the best game in the world, mate. It's hard as.
Yeah, so that's real. That is real. Aussie, what is it called again?
Aussie
football.
Aussie rules.
Aussie rules.
Australian football. Yeah,
Aussie
rules.
That's what's up. I hear y'all rule at, hitting kangaroos too, brother.
Hey, that's the best feed going, man. Kangaroos.
Yeah.
Possums, we eat goannas.
Wickety grubs,
we eat worms and all, man.
What? Wow.
Yes, we do.
Damn.
Good feed. Wickety grub. Worm tastes like scrambled eggs. I'm serious.
You have any Aborigine friends since you're original Australian?
All my family is Aboriginal.
What?
I am Aboriginal. Yeah, I am Aboriginal, man. We eat kangaroo, emu, possum, Goanna, yeah. Lizard.
Yeah.
Crocodile.
So y'all the country version of an Australian.
I am a country boy, huh?
Yeah, because, see, that's like us. You know what I'm saying? I eat everything you just probably named. Squirrel, I don't eat it. Frog,
yeah,
possum, I don't eat all that shit. Snake, I don't eat it.
Oh.
But then you got what, city folks, and they don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? The city folks around here, they don't know nothing about that. That's good eating. They don't know nothing about that.
They eat Chinese food, man.
Oh, fuck.
In the city, man, they eat KFC, Hungry Jack's, but not in the country. Oh, that's Burger King over there, is it?
Oh, that's what the Hungry Jack's is to y'all? Fucking slaughterhouse.
Nah, I don't eat that, man.
Nah, fuck that, nah. Dude. Slaughterhouse
burgers.
I eat
the real deal.
Yeah, that's slaughterhouse.
I eat the
burgers.
Real deal with me, man.
You can't eat those slaughterhouse burgers, man.
Have you heard of echidna? Porcupine.
Echidna?
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, a porcupine, yeah. I didn't know you could eat that, though.
Oh, we got to dig the bastard out of the ground, and then we got to take the prickles off, and then we got to eat it and cook it. It tastes like chicken, but it's red.
Mm. Yeah, and that's so strange. Everything tastes like fucking chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, every damn meat you eat, alligator, tastes like chicken. Yeah, but it's red meat.
It's red meat, man. We eat a lot.
Damn.
We ain't pussy diarrhea. So send all your woman's diarrhea. If they want real, man, send them diarrhea, man.
Damn, that is fucking crazy, though. That is crazy. Yeah. Well, hey, man,
anyway.
I will appreciate you coming on the show, my brother, and you guys have a great night, you know what I'm saying? And be safe.
No,
definitely be
bro.
Safe, man. Don't get too drunk and broke.
nah, never like that, man.
That's
Make
real, that's real. All right, bro.
When you come over, man, I'll give you a good treat, eh?
Hey, I smoke, so yeah, have all the trees ready.
We got some good shit over here, eh?
All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm on my way.
Hello. He says he's on his way.
That was a key word. He said, we got good trees over here. Shit. Wait a minute. Hold on. What flight was that again? What flight departure that means?
Yeah.
What's my gate again? Damn, that's what's up, man. Where your mom's at? Where about that?
My mom's inside on the pokies.
What is that?
It's like a pokie machine, like the little machine that you bet on. Like you have your own individual little machine. It's like a pokie.
Yeah, a slot
you know
machine.
What a
pokie
machine is?
A slot
machine? A slot machine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's where my mom's in on the slot machine.
Are you poking at it or something?
A poking.
Damn machine. That's what they call it, poke. Everybody keep poking at it. Damn machine. Work your damn machine.
Yeah.
Going to poke at the pokey.
Yeah.
Going to poke at the pokey.
Poking the pokey. Hey, my friend Philippa wants to know, can you smoke in the casinos over there?
Cigarettes, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he was referring to. I didn't know what he was referring to.
Well, see,
now the thing about our casinos is they're Indian ran. The Indians run these motherfuckers.
Oh,
so
okay.
they sell all your tobacco and shit right there. That's where you get your cheapest cigarettes and blunts and all that right off the fucking.
Really?
Yeah, at the casino. Yeah. Because down here is a big ass reservation. They got a big reservation.
Is that the native Indians?
Yeah. They're the native. I mean, they have their own property where you can't even go on their shit.
Okay.
If you're not a Native American, you cannot go on their sacred ground. They still have sacred ground down here.
Wow.
Well, unless you know an actual Indian, you can't go on their. They got one once a year where they let the general public come for a fair that they throw.
Wow.
And even then, you are restricted because you just can't walk all around their fucking compound.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Real interesting.
Straight up. But who you got next to you? You got a female? I have a woman's voice.
I,
I do have a female, yeah. She doesn't want to talk on the radio, but...
Oh!
Say hello? Just say hello. She'll say hello. Hold on. Her name's Philippa. I've known her since I was... I've known you since I was 13, 14. Yeah, long time. So if you want any dirt, ask her.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello.
Oi. Hey. Oi. Oh, what is it? Oi, A? Am I Canada? I'm in Canada, ain't I? A? My bad. Oi. Oi, mate. Oi, mate. Is that it? Oi, mate. Matey. Matus. What is
matey.
It? Female. Matey. Okay, oi, matey.
G'day.
And good
eye. Matey. Yeah, matey would do for you. And g'day.
Oh, well, good eye.
Yeah.
How the hell are you?
G'day. I'm good. How the hell are you?
I'm freaking fine. I want to ask you, I just want to tell you something, you know what I'm saying? If you don't mind, can I whisper something to you?
Oh, you can whisper anything to me.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but...
Nah.
I saw you from across the party, and... I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Hey.
You have to welcome yourself to this show. So,
congratulations.
Yeah. I'm packed with all kind of stuff that just flies out from left to right. So, you know, strange questions just might be asked to you at any given time. You know, I have to apologize for those outbursts. You know what I'm saying? But are you enjoying yourself? Enjoying yourself at the casino?
Yes, having a lovely time.
Yeah, you're getting broke.
Having a couple of drinks there, and I'm drinking Canadian Club of all things.
Cause she know I was finna say Foster's.
No, not that.
Now, she always cuts me out every time I say that piss beer, you know what I'm saying?
Foster's, yeah. No, I don't drink Foster's.
You always joke with it because they push that shit down here like that's the best fucking beer to drink if you go to Australia.
No.
Oh, man, these dumbasses suck that shit up by the fucking big cans of it. Ugh. That is piss beer.
I don't see anybody drinking Foster's around here. Everybody drink Emu Bitter or Emu Draft or Vic Bitter or...
What?
Hey?
Vic Bitter?
Vic Bitter. Victorian Bitter.
Oh, I thought you said Dick Bitter. I'm like, what kind of drink is that? I don't want to be sipping
that one. Nah, I didn't drink beer anyway.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you say you drinking Canadian what again?
Canadian Club.
Canadian Club. I ain't familiar
yeah.
with that.
That's whiskey, I think.
Oh, I have to look that one up. That might be Australian drink.
Come on, now you're closer to. It's Canadian Club. You're closer to Canada than what I am.
Oh. Well, we don't get no Canada stuff down here. We don't drink that. We don't drink Canadian. What is it? Hell, we don't even mix our drinks with Canada Dry. Ginger ale. Yeah, you know Canada Dry is ginger ale. That's soda made from in Canada. And it's a chaser for your drinks. But it's a ginger you know what ginger ale is? You never heard of ginger ale?
No, I've heard of it, but you know, I don't drink it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay.
We get ginger beer here. It's called ginger beer.
Like,
not ginger ale.
Like Jamaican beer? Jamaican Red Stripe?
Nah, never heard of that one.
Mm. Okay. Because that's ginger.
Yeah.
I think that's ginger beer. I believe that's ginger beer. I've tasted that. It's kind of sweet. But I don't like nothing. I like it flat,
like
nasty. You know you're drinking beer.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I like to drink my spirits, not beer.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm a gin and juice drinker, you know. I like gin and juice.
I've never had gin and juice.
What?
I drink bourbons.
Oh, okay. More brown liquor?
Like, yeah, you know, like Jim Beam. Jack Daniels.
Yeah. I started Walter. Drinking. My first drink actually was E&J. That's what started me out drinking. But then the brown liquor makes me too smooth. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel all, you know, Billy D. Williams and, you know, real smooth. You know what I'm saying? I don't be with that. I like to, when I'm in the club, you got to be ready for anything. So I like to drink that white liquor, you know what I'm saying? Get your crump, get your hype, and, you know, ready to fight something or bust somebody motherfucking eye if they look at you wrong. That's what I like to be on. You know what I'm saying?
You like that kind of drink.
Yeah, you got to be crunk, you know. Then when you get home and you're ready to tear that ass up type of drink, that's what I'm talking about. See, that brown liquor, that brown liquor. We'll get home and then we'll be coloring and shit. I ain't with all that. Hell no.
Hell no.
So let me ask you something. Where are you originally from?
Okay. I'm from Australia.
You're from Perth? I mean, born and raised in Perth? Or?
I was born in Perth, yes, and I lived here till I was about 7, and then I moved to Tasmania, the little island off Australia, down the bottom there.
Yeah.
And then I came back to Perth, and I've been in Perth. Oh, I'm based in Perth, yeah.
Yeah. Never been to the States?
No, not yet.
What?
Not. I say yet. I plan to come.
I hear you. So you got any black in you?
Have I got any what?
Do you have any black in you?
No.
Would you like any black in you?
I was just going to say, I'll have some in me.
That goddamn joke is so fucking universal, I can't use that shit nowhere. I done tried it on every fucking country, and somebody jumps onto the goddamn joke. Fucking Americans. Damn. Ruin a good damn joke. What kind of shit is that, man?
Sorry, man.
Allow me to be your first stateside experience. Here's my card.
Okay.
Oh, that's real. Well, hey, Mr. What is again? What's your name again?
Philippa.
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 Right. Yeah.
Philippa. All right. Well, I'm DJ Smell So Good, and I'm located in Tampa, Florida. Huh?
And do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you smell so good?
Yes, I do. You have to ask Tasha
you
that.
Do.
She wouldn't personally know that, but... she can tell you.
Well, how about when I come over? If I come over there, I'll find out for myself.
Well, hey, hey, I ain't only worry about that. I'm a smelling field type person. You know what I'm saying? So if you smell me, baby, you smell me, you have to feel me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can do that too.
Oh, well, hey. Well,
I
hey.
Can...
Hey. You ain't saying nothing but a word. Hold on. Let me see what time this city bus run. I'm catching the bus over there right now. Hold on. Let me get my itinerary up. Hold on.
Yeah. You jump on that next bus over here.
Hold on. I gotta air my tires up. I'm finna get on this bike, and I will see y'all in a couple of weeks. All right? I will be there.
All right.
Shit. Yeah, I'll be riding the bike to the airport. That's the part about it.
You could swim. You know how to swim?
Yeah. I got my floaties on right now.
Well, you tuck them floaties on and you start swimming.
All right, as long as you drive me off when I get there, you know what I'm saying?
I'll drive you right off.
Because I'm gonna be all wet.
Well, that's the plan, isn't it?
Yeah, but the plan is for you to be wet, see? So...
Well, hey, I better dry you off so then we can work with that plan.
Well, let me ask you a personal question. Let's see how much we have in common. Let's see. And I know if you say this out loud, is Tasha next to you?
Yeah, she's sitting across the table from me.
Okay, she's going to laugh her fucking ass off, all right? Do you S-
okay.
Do you SOS?
Do I what?
You have to say that loud. Do you SOS?
Do I SOS? Oh. Oh. Yeah. You know what?
Is she freaking out? Is she laughing?
No, she's not laughing. She's not laughing.
Oh, she done took it too seriously. Too many goddamn times. I done asked her. She already know.
Nah, she knows what it is. She told me what it is because I didn't know what it is. but in answer to that question, you're actually in luck because I do both.
Okay. All right, then. I ain't going to say I'm in luck, but we seeing eye to eye. We is, we definitely seeing eye to eye. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we seen eye to eye.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, yeah. Okay. Man, I got to get to fucking Australia. Shit. I mean, I'm fucking done. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with Paul Hogan, fucking Crocodile Dundee. I don't know what the fuck he was doing here. I mean, shit. You leaving all of that? Shit.
Nah, look. That ain't even Australian. I mean, it is, but that's not us.
Oh, Paul Hagen? Paul Hogan? Nah, he's fucking...
He's Australian, yeah. But,
he's a wanker.
He doesn't give a good reputation of Australia.
He's a wanker. Ain't that what y'all call him? For asshole or something like that? A wanker?
A wanker, a jerk, a prick, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. Have you seen him lately?
No, not personally.
Yeah, I've seen... I mean, not any pictures. I mean, like, you know, in the headlines and stuff.
He looks fucked up. 90 years old.
You know he had that because he had the face lift, pull back bullshit, whatever the fuck he tried to do to himself.
That fucked him up even more, I bet.
Yeah, he had the face surgery and stuff like that, cosmetic surgery. And it makes him look fucked up. I told the other dude that got on the phone, I said he looked like a melted box of crayons. Like it's, you know what I'm saying? Or like a candle that's been sitting in the sun too long. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of molded, melted over and shit. Yeah.
That's him.
Real pasty looking. I ain't seen pasty people in a long time. He's a pasty person.
Yeah, just so you know, all us Australians don't look like that.
Oh, no. Hell to the no. Believe you me. Believe you me.
In the country, they do. Like...
Tasha has put. Well, okay. Are you friends with Eva? Eva?
Sorry.
Do you know Eva? Tasha's friend Eva. Or Eva?
No.
Or Lena? Lena G.
Eva, Lena, no. I don't know them. No.
Okay. Well, I've seen all of those girls, women, beautiful women, on the webcam. So, you believe you me, as far as the women, y'all being represented very well. Y'all being very represented very well. Your men, I don't give a fuck.
They
but,
are fucked up.
I don't give a fuck, really. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
The men are fucked up. That's why the women here look elsewhere for men.
Yeah. Damn, boy, I'm on my way. Where is that damn bus schedule at? Shit, I can't find it. Man,
I'll send you a taxi.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shit, let me give you my address real quick. Oh, man, that is too crazy. That is too crazy. Hey, what do you do? I mean, like, as far as work, if you don't mind, what do you do? What do you like to do? Or what do you do?
I actually work for a mining company in the north of Australia. And I'm a lab assistant.
Oh, so you process mine samples?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's what's up. What are y'all looking for as far as in the mines? What are they, gold mines, ore, silver, something like that? Mineral
this
mines?
Is, iron ore. Iron ore.
Iron ore?
I work with the iron ore, yep.
Oh, okay. Man, that's hard. No, you get paid some good money then.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, I'd rather be on the trains. That's my goal. My goal is to become a train driver, to drive the big, big ass train. Yes. Yeah. That's the better money there. That's the better money there.
So you, like big, long things, huh? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
yeah, I like big, long things.
You're showing a pattern. You know you're showing a pattern. Oh,
okay.
Man. You are definitely showing a pattern. I gotta, you know, I have to be honest with you, all right? I have to tell you something, okay?
Yep.
Please, you know, don't get offended. But, God damn it.
I want to say something.
No, there
it is. Out there. If you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. I want to be on you. Wait. Wait.
Oh, we have technical difficulties, man. Y'all already know. This is Wrecking the Game Radio style. Yeah. He couldn't have said it no better than, you know what I'm saying, than that. Yeah. Old Drake. Hey, you ever heard of Jaeger?
I certainly have.
Okay, you ever tasted OJ or ever drunk OJ and Jaeger mix?
No, I've had what they call a Jaeger bomb over here. Don't ask me what's in it.
Is that the same shit? Hold on, let me see. It's my homeboy from San Jose, California. He was recommending you that drink. It's OJ and Jaeger, which I believe that's what a Jaeger bomb is. I ain't sure. You know, it's. You know.
I think. And over here, it's the Jaeger and Red Bull.
Jaeger, you know that Red Bull shit is bad for you, right?
Yeah,
it leads to heart problems and shit like that. Hey, let me get a quick shout out. The Mother Knows and Red Shades and Goofy Bone in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? I got Miss Philippa on the line, ladies and gentlemen, live in Perth, Australia. You know what I'm saying? Live from the, what's the name of the casino y'all at?
Burswood Casino.
The who?
Burswood Casino.
Burswood?
No, with a B, Burswood.
Burswood. Okay, that's the accent, woman. You know that accent is kicking hard. It's kicking hard.
It is the accent. Sorry.
That's all good. I'm just happy you ain't picking at me, shit. You know, I know I'm talking a little southern, you know what I'm saying? But it's all
good. Yes, I know.
Yeah. What kind of music are you listening to? I know she done turned you on the Juton. You a Juton fan?
Yeah, I am now.
Oh, shit, because she done forced it to you. Fucking turn that shit off. I mean, I love the music. Oh, I love them. just go off on a couple of times. She'll be all right. You got to bring her back at bay. You know what I'm saying? She all in love with them boys. But, you know, we support them. You know, they all right. They all right. They good people. What do you listen to, though? What's your music of choice?
My music of choice is R&B, hip-hop. That kind of, you know, I like my black singers.
Oh, yeah, so keep saying black, girl. You keep talking that black, you know what I'm saying? My mouth watering. I'm sorry. My mouth is watering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You got my mouth watering.
You need a napkin there or what?
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure you got something to wipe my mouth off with, huh?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little off the show here. Psych, because this is what
I
do.
So.
No, this is the basis of my show. You know what I'm saying? I have to let you hear one of my sponsors. This is who I'm sponsored by. We have official sponsors here, so I have to take a quick commercial. Just hold on.
No way.
This is who sponsors me, pays me for doing the lovely job that I'm doing.
A gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Yes.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kind. Oh, tonight, And every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cock, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Right. Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer.
Where's the boys?
It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference.
Somebody,
what about my collar?
Somebody in a tax room sent me a Jaeger and Orange
Juice. One after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy
Cock. Are you having a win?
It's your duty as a gentleman.
Me neither.
Yeah, the Crazy
Cock. Oh, groovy, baby.
Yeah, that's my official sponsors. Shouts out to the Crazy Cock Strip Club. Yeah, for all y'all eligible bachelors and bachelorettes, you know, because some of y'all on the other side, too. So, hey, appreciate you. Y'all show up. What was I about to ask you? I had a question that I wanted to ask you, and it just shot the got my head. Motherfo flipper. I don't. God damn it. No, I wanted to ask you something. I'm forgot. Shit. Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. I meant to ask you something real dirty and nasty, but then it just flew right out my head. Damn.
Well, you better hurry up and remember what it was now.
Oh, shit. Matter of, oh, y'all ain't even. They don't have no computers there, do they? They don't have, like, little internet booths and shit like that? Computer terminals? I said they don't have, like, computer terminals. They do?
Yeah.
Y'all can
like
log on?
Internet. Like, internet cafe.
Yeah, can you log on?
Not now, not like right now, not here at the casino.
Oh.
I can log on at home.
I'll finna let you see me on cam working it out. You know, we're going to Las Vegas in November. So I'll get my swole on. You know what I'm saying? Get my workout on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a little sneak preview. You know what I'm saying? Just in case you might be there in November. Because it's going down. You have to ask Tasha, though. We having a worldwide host reunion where everybody from around the world is coming to Las Vegas from November the 5th through the 9th. And we having an out of this world motherfucking party. Basically.
Sounds awesome.
But friends are invited. No wives, please. No spouses. Because, I don't need no drama. Please don't even wear a motherfucking wedding ring. If your ass is coming to do something that your ass is not supposed to do, because I don't want to hear no motherfucking excuses, and I don't need no guilty trips. So,
That's it. It's all good here.
No
rings on these fingers.
I'm single to mingle, so hey.
Single to mingle, that's the one.
Yeah, I don't need to hear none of that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Nothing.
That's
you got kids? Fine. Do you have kids?
Yes, I got two babies. Well, not babies.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I got a daughter who's 9 and a son who will be 7.
Oh, yeah, they is baby. Oh, little spuds. Shout out to the little spuds. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. All right. Nothing wrong with
that.
They want
to be home in bed. That's where they want to be.
Oh, they with y'all?
No, you can't have kids at the casino.
I was like, damn, that's a hard casino. They let kids in there, you know what I'm saying, the blackjack table, like, damn. Give me
nah,
13,
no kids
give me 13. Oh, okay. Hey, boy. They don't allow smoking in the casinos up now?
No, they have designated rooms where we have to go out and smoke in the rooms.
Okay, I have to double check that then. Because what was his name that jumped on here earlier? Blanc
Clayton?
Clayton, yeah, yo, Clayton. He said,
Clayton.
Yeah, he had asked me, did we allow that? And to my recollection, I thought you could, because we have We got like two clubs inside the. So I guess you can, because there's two clubs inside the actual casino. So I guess you can smoke inside the club, but not like out in the.
No, here you can't.
What?
You can't smoke in the casino here. You can't smoke in the pubs. You can't smoke in the nightclubs. You can't
what?
Smoke in the toilet. You can't smoke in on the beach.
Hell nah, now, hold on. You can't smoke on the beach?
You can't smoke on the beach.
So you basically saying no fucking public areas you can smoke at?
No, they don't. They coming right down. We can't even smoke in our own cars if we got kids in the car.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
We get
hell
fired.
Hell nah.
What?
That's
serious.
Damn, yeah, fucking yeah, that's serious. Well, shit, dude, y'all still driving with cell phones? Can y'all still drive and talk on a cell phone?
Nope, can't do that either.
Yeah, they stopped that. Even though you still got assholes that do it around here and still pissing people off, you know. To me, if you don't have a Bluetooth or you don't, you know, or your shit ain't running through your stereo system, because now they got the little thing where you can, you know, listen, you know, talk through your car, your stereo system in your car. You know what I'm saying? You plug
That's
a little
right.
device and you can talk through there. If you don't have that type of device, hell yeah, your ass should stay off the fucking phone. Motherfuckers can't even chew gum and walk at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Let alone talk on a goddamn phone, look left, right, and behind you, and in front of you, all at the same time. People just ain't a lot of people ain't got skills like that. No motor skills. The motor skills is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's like
they mad over here. They drive and read books while they're driving.
Damn.
I've seen people driving cars and they're reading books. I've seen women driving cars putting makeup on.
Yeah.
I've seen women curling their hair and all sorts when they're driving.
Damn.
And everybody talks on the phone when they drive, but. You know, you just
but
gotta
see,
watch
but for the but okay, listen. This is what I'm saying. I guess in because I guess it's a catch-22. It's the same thing because you all have kangaroos. You all have wildlife that runs just you know all throughout Australia. So across the streets and all that, you at any time are liable to hit something.
Right
or wrong. Okay, so the phone law would be understandable. Because of that, just that one fact, one simple fact, because you have to have your eyes on the road at all times. Now, now we don't have kangaroos and stuff like that, and we only have dogs and stuff like that that you would have to actually be worried about. But what you have to worry about down here is kids. So our kangaroos are kids because they hop their little punk ass out in the road without any warning.
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
so you can't be on the phone.
Saying,
you can't be reading. You know
what you're saying is right. But here in the cities and in the suburbs where the houses are, you don't get kangaroos. Only when you drive bush.
But
when you country drive, unless you live, you know, on the near the bush area, then you might have them like in your front lawn or whatever. You know, they might come into your yard and stuff, but yeah, no, it's more dangerous on the long distance driving because we get kangaroos, we get cows, we get emus. They just wander straight out onto the road when you do the long distance driving.
Did you say a cow?
Yes, I said a cow.
Y'all got motherfucking cows in Australia? What? Hell no.
Yes.
Not bad. I don't really like it. Hey, like livestock ain't all over the world and shit, you know. My bad, you know. Y'all drink milk? Y'all actually drink milk?
Yeah, that's right. We drink.
Oh shit, damn. That is what's up. See, it's just weird when you don't really. Now, I mean, I've been to Germany. I've been all over the Europe and shit like that, you know. So. To me, that's the livestock capital of the world, you know what I'm saying, with slaughterhouses on every fucking corner and shit like that. So, I mean, I do know about it, you know what I'm saying? But then it's like when you think of Australia, that's the first thing you think about is hotter than a motherfucker. Kangaroos, koalas, and emus. That's the whole. That's everything. That if you, any it's nothing. It ain't even no birds in Australia.
Yeah, there's birds. We get eagles over here.
I'm just saying this is the American perception. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
Of kind of being on the outside looking in. So this is you know, if you looking at commercials, we would think Foster's is the best fucking bee on the planet.
Yeah, now forget that.
But it's the worst fucking beer on the planet.
I don't know any Australians that drink that beer.
I don't know any, well, unless they just alcoholics, motherfuckers down here to actually drink it. If you were alcoholic, you would drink piss out of a can to try to get a buzz off of it. That is what Foster's is.
Right.
That shit is pissing the can.
I don't drink beer, so it does. Like,
yeah.
It don't bother me, you know.
You ain't even a beer drinker.
But
ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
But listen, I got Clayton here because Clayton wants to ask you something.
Oh shit!
No.
Oh shit!
No. He changed his mind. He wants me to ask you about the Native Americans over there. The women.
Okay.
What?
They look like Mexicans. What about them?
They look like Mexicans. He said, are they pretty or what?
So they're
strong, he says.
Well, I mean, you honestly, they're...
He's looking for a woman.
Oh. Well...
He's looking for a woman.
Okay. what's his weight class? Because you know, United States is known for obesity. So I mean, we got a bunch of big girls around here now. I mean, what are you looking for? He looking for something to warm up with in the wintertime, or kicking on the beach with during the summer?
Okay, are you looking for something to warm up with in the wintertime, big girl or skinny girl?
Anyone.
Oh, what the hell I'm talking about? Shit. I got 1,000 women for you. What? Tell him when he coming. When he coming?
He said he got 1,000 women for you when you
come
home.
Oh.
Hey,
but you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Okay, like people from India, Pakistan, and Iran, and all those places that you know wear the veils and stuff over the body.
Yes, I do.
You see what I'm saying?
We
okay, so
here.
Right. So when they come in every country they go to, they practice that belief. They keep their veils on. They keep their clothing. The Indians here are not your bead wearing. Feathers in the hat wearing type Indians. You don't see those. You know what I'm saying? You don't see the old school Indians that you would think of. You know what I'm saying? The Indians around here, you wouldn't recognize them. Man, y'all in there partying it up, man. Fuck, I'm on my way. Fuck this. The show is over. Fuck it. The show is over. I got an hour to get to Australia and continue partying, so fuck
that's
it.
That's right. You got an hour to get here. Come party with us.
I got an hour to take a goddamn 14-hour flight and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm on my way.
Well, you know where we are.
Hey.
Where to find us.
I see I got an open arm, at least one person. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I have an open invitation. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my door's always open. There you go. There's the invitation.
Hey, you make that sound so sexual.
Well, I can be flexible.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll give anything a go once.
Wow. Hey, and yeah. I got to play a song for you. On that note, hey, if you want to stick on the song, I have a song for you. This is
okay.
my homeboy out of Straight Loc Records, San Jose, California. His name is Goofy Bone. And he is the motherfucking hardest Mexican, 6 foot two, 248 pounds that you will ever fucking meet. And
okay.
Yeah. And I'm gonna play something for you. This song. Who, you ready for that?
Yeah, I know the music I'm talking.
Oh, all right, damn, that's it. Blacks, Mexicans, that's what I'm talking about. She is. All right.
Hey, hey. I'm not racist.
Hey, that,
you know?
We all, listen, we all God's people, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, we all bleed the same color.
Exactly, you know, and when the lights go out, we all blacker than a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
That's
unless
right.
You got the, unless you got the red light on, you know, then we all glowing. All right, we're going to get into this quick song, and I'm going to come back, because what I do here on the show, too, is I give the nutty news of the day. I have news that I read from around the world, the craziest shit you ever heard, but you never heard on motherfucking news, all right? So tell everybody in that motherfucking casino, I said, hell the fuck, oh. You can say it just like that. Hell the fuck, oh, from America. Hell the fuck, oh. That's how we say hello.
Hell
the
fuck,
oh.
Hell the fuck, oh, from America.
All right, yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Hell the fuck, oh, from America.
Yeah.
He said, hell the fuck, oh, from America.
Tell them Native Americans I'm coming over.
Clayton said, tell them Native American woman's he's coming over.
Tell them, hey, man, tell them to bring some trees with them.
And the Mexicans.
And the
Well, you know what now? I gotta chuck Tash back on the phone.
All right, baby. That's what's up. Hey, Miss Philippa, definitely slide Tasha your phone number for me, and I'll...
She's got it. She's got my number. She can give it to you.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all heard it here first worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We gotta get these
connections. Oh, we did too. I forgot. All right. Well, yeah. Well, you heard
man.
It here worldwide.
It worldwide.
Have my phone number off Tasha.
Miss Philippa is in the building. Everybody, lovely Australian women representing. This is Wrecking the Game Radio in the building with DJ Smells So Good and Miss Tasha Triple X and fam. And we finna get into this, y'all. Coming right back up with another news of the day. Y'all already know how we do it, the Wrecking the Game way.
Let's all get down. Take this blunt and pass it around. As I get done rubbing this baby girl, she don't even know I'm gonna rock her world. And that's how Goofy Bone likes to do it. Get her all nasty, mixing up fluids. Let me show you how I put in work with my tongue all up in her mini skirt. See her eyes roll back, her legs are all shaking. Poor girl don't know she's in for a break. Let's take a ride up in my car. I'll take you to my house and make you a porn star. Once she's in the room, I gotta get her going. I'm hitting so hard and the shit keeps flowing. Like waterfall from this poetic D. It's only six or five as you can see. Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs. Any position that you like. Oh baby, let's exercise. Exercise, exercise. You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on baby, let's exercise. I like to exercise. Baby, it ain't hard to tell. This game that I spit to your ear, I can have you in a spell. The way that you move your body got me hypnotized. I love the way that you're looking at me in the room with your fuck me eyes. Then I reply, come on baby, let's exercise. Let me rub your back, hold your waist in between your thighs. Let me eat your pussy, let me taste your juice. In the middle of the night, I'ma have you screaming, Bruce. Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs. Any condition that you like. Come on baby, let's exercise. Exercise, exercise. You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, I hit it right. Front, back, side to side. I work it out, yeah, I work it right. Early in the morning, yeah, late at night. Booty just shaking like Vegas night. Better get it over, cause the toes so nice. Get a pussy spray clapping, M-tack her all the way to the socket. Something true, I cocked the Boston, rubbed on the L, yeah, I'm all in blue. Fuck that mole, baby girl, just dream. Come a little close, I'ma come on your feet. Make it through the square while you fucking in that squirt. Drop to the switch, now show me what it's worth. You want a real fast, then you want a real rough. 6 feet, yes, me fucking like a shrine.
Now we can do it all damn night. But they can't beat you in your thighs. Any position that you like. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on, baby, let's exercise. Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs. Any position that you like. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Yeah, right there, that was motherfucking Goofy Bone, Straight Low Records on, featuring Six Figures, you know what I'm saying, Bruce on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do, sexercising up in this motherfucker, man, smash hits. And today is Wrecking the Game Wednesday, man, you know what I'm saying, letting y'all know, you know, because a couple people asking what the WDGE stands for. WDGE stands for Wrecking the Game Entertainment. WDGE, we deliver great entertainment. That is my motherfucking motto. And that's what I do, you know what I'm saying, to live a great entertainment all the way around the world. And, you know, I formed Wrecking the Game Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, off of some bust-ass motherfuckers who was trying to hate on me. And, you know, shouts out to you fuck niggas, you know what I'm saying, back in the days, who done failed since then, and I'm still on the motherfucking rise like popcorn. And, yeah, so that's why I created it. I created Wrecking the Game Entertainment to smash all motherfuckers who don't want to roll, you know what I'm saying, correctly in the goddamn industry, you know what I'm saying? So I roll over all DJs who don't fucking break records, who don't support indie artists. I roll over all fucking artists who don't motherfucking support themselves or the DJ. You know what I'm saying? All y'all can suck my motherfucking vinyl, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Lick my CDs, nigga. And, yeah, so that's what Wrecking the Game Entertainment is all about, man. It's a haterade network. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we sip on haterade to get you motherfucking haters off our goddamn backs. The Gatorade wasn't working. You know what I'm saying? Because we kept whooping y'all motherfucking asses, so we had to turn around and create some haterade just to keep you haters the fuck up off of us. So that's what Wrecking the Game Entertainment is all about. You know what I'm saying? It's a umbrella corporation. It's a whole bunch of other motherfuckers that network underneath it. So you ride with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, you ride with a big cause. You know what I'm saying? It's just like Trilateral Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's the exact same thing. Trilateral Radio consists of six different individual motherfuckers, but we all roll together as a family, as one unit. You fuck with us, you will get rolled the fuck over on a worldwide, nationwide motherfucking way. So, why I got all this goddamn air in my motherfucking line and shit, but All right, so we about to get into it. You know what time it is, man. Let me get my motherfucking shit ready to roll, man. Because it is time for the motherfucking nutty news of the day. Yeah. Get my motherfucking theme music started crackin', lacking, and popping, locking. It's business time. Oh, that's my shit. I'm sorry, but I almost had to play that motherfucker back over, boy, because that's my motherfucking jam. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's business time, y'all. This is the Nutty News of the Day, provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. Don't believe anything I motherfucking tell you. Go and read it for yourself. That is the knowledge for the day. And, yeah, we read to you worldwide news. That means I am Tampa, Florida's own 81 Trey, Trey Foe, Tampa Bay's most international unbiased DJ, DJ Smells So Good, and I will be bringing you the world all the way around in this news segment. Yeah, because we started this thing off in Dallas, Texas, where a woman is suing a neighbor for smoking in own home. Yeah, you just heard it from Australia. You can't fucking smoke in no goddamn public places over there. You know what I'm saying? So in an age when smoking has been outlawed in most public places, government buildings, bars, and pool halls, a person's home is one of the few places you can puff in peace. Until now, a Dallas woman has filed a lawsuit seeking six figures from a former neighbor and landlord for damage she says was caused by cigarette smoke wafting through adjoining walls of her high-end townhome. Yeah, okay. And in lieu of that, I do have a special for you all before I read this next segment for all my smokers. Yes, hit me up, 4202 North 34th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610, if you would like your free tickets to get on to the Smokers Cruise. Yeah.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smokers Cruise. Board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky.
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boom.
It's my friend. Quincy.
If y'all want to sign up to that shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, send me a, you know, send me a letter and be like, hey, Smell, I want to get on that boat ride, man. I want to join this smoker's boat ride, and, you know, I'll get your tickets. Boat's taking off, and same day we opening up our new shrimp company, you know what I'm saying? Smell is Wetback Shrimp. So, yeah, that's coming up in 3009, you know what I'm saying? So look out for that, y'all. And, yeah, I'll be playing, you know, we got a new promo for the you know what I'm saying, for the business. Later on, we're going to be playing that, you know what I'm saying, letting y'all know. So y'all can, we need investments, too. Now, we're looking for investors, you know what I'm saying, to make an investment. If y'all want to invest in Smelly's Wetback Shrimp, you know what I'm saying, with me and Goofy Bone, our new venture that we're going into, y'all get all you can eat shrimp. And I'll let y'all hear that a little later on, our promo for that. We're off in Tucson, Arizona, people, where the university decriminalizes sidewalk chalk. Okay, didn't know that was a criminal activity, but yeah. The University of Arizona says it will no longer cite students for criminal damage for using chalk to mark on sidewalks. A policy shift was prompted by the arrest of two university students who used chalk during a rally protesting cuts to public education last week. The arrest sparked more protests across campus, with students distributing thousands of chalk sticks in a show of solidarity. Fucking right. God damn it, you can't arrest all of us, god damn it. You can't arrest the whole fucking university, so suck my chalk. That's what I would have told them. But anyways, we're in Singapore. Damn, she's hot. Mm. The beauty queen resigns. Yeah, after credit card fraud. Uh-huh. Singapore's Miss World contestant has resigned after her conviction earlier this year for credit card fraud was revealed. Yeah, a newspaper in the city state reported, local media last week reported she was sentenced to 2 years of probation for stealing credit cards and spending $5,642. I mean, damn, I read all 600. How do you get 642 cents, people? Where do you get that from? Thank you. $5,642. All right. On lingerie, cell phones, and meals at fancy restaurants. Yeah. Beauty is only skin deep, people. Beauty is only skin deep. Yeah. Roman Polanski. What did he do? In the more than 30 years since director Roman Polanski pleaded guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old girl and then fled the country before he was sentenced, he has continued to make movies and even won an Academy Award. Yeah, transcripts of Samantha Geimer's 1977 grand jury testimony, which resulted in 6 charges against Polanski, were made public. The transcript, shocking details of 13-year-old Geimer testifying that the 43-year-old Polanski plied her with champagne and part of a quaalude before performing oral, vaginal, and anal intercourse on her, despite her demands to keep away. Oh, man, people, let me break down what plied means. You know what a pair of pliers are, right? Okay, so when you stick pliers, they do what? Grips. So he done pulled, oh, man, he done did some real fucked up shit to this chick, man. Damn, that's fucked up. You need your head shot the fuck off. You should cut his balls off first, then chop his dick off, and then shoot that bitch in his motherfucking head. Of course, I'm not the president. I can't enforce that. Okay, so we're going to motherfucking York, Nebraska. Where, yeah. Welcome to the first cheap, dumb pussy. What the fuck? Man, come on, people. Hey, listen. Okay, fuck it. Welcome to the first Walmart wedding. All right, we're in York, Nebraska, people. Yeah. Where the bride wore dark lavender, the groom black jeans. Flowers, of course, were everywhere. The York Walmart Supercenter hosted its first wedding when Crystal Newsom and Vic Vickery exchanged vows amid hanging baskets and seasonal foliage in the lawn and garden department. We had our first kiss at Walmart. You stupid motherfuckers. That shit ain't romantic. Hey, what the? That shit ain't romantic, man. What the hell? Red, please. Is that romantic? Would you want a motherfucker to court you? Get on one knee at Burger King and be like, baby, will you marry me? And marry me at McDonald's. They always, you know, we always eat at McDonald's, so we gonna get married at McDonald's. We gonna have Ronald McDonald marry us off. The fuck? All right. Sorry, people. This is the Nutty News today from around the world. Yes. All right. So we taking this thing over to Michigan, y'all. Irving Township, Michigan, where, and I read this a little earlier, you know what I'm saying, and they already saying that they going to redo the law. But, yeah, state stops babysitting neighbors' kids for an hour. You know what I'm saying? Each day before the school bus comes to pick up the neighbors' children, Lisa Snyder did a favor for 3 of her fellow moms, welcoming her their children into her home for about an hour before they left for school. Snyder received a letter from the Michigan Department of Human Services warning her that if she continued, she'd be violating a law aimed at the operators of unlicensed daycare centers. But I've read the article, and you know, the resolution was the governor stepped in, everybody stepped in, and they're going to redo the law to where that type of shit doesn't affect her. If you're not running a permanent daycare for so many hours, you know what I'm saying, you can only run it for so many hours, whatever. Her case doesn't fit the bill. Therefore, they have to redo the law so, you know, she will be cool. All right. That's a happy note. Until you go to Pasadena, Texas. Where the fuck is Ceddie J? God damn it, Ceddie, I need you on this one. Fucking Ceddie, call in, you son of a bitch. Because, Pasadena, Texas, people, woman fries and eats Her pet goldfish. What kind of country cow tipping bush throwing shoe type of shit is that? Yeah. Authorities say a Houston area woman who was mad at her former common law husband fried their pet goldfish and ate some of them. Yeah. Pasadena police say it's a civil matter and no charges will be filed. The seven goldfish were purchased together by the couple during happier times. God damn. If the bitch wanted some fish, yeah, she ain't want to go out to the stove. Oh, man. Oh, shit. This sounds like some Cali shit. Oh, man, Goofy Bone, how the fuck are you going to leave? I got to call this son of a bitch up just to read this section of the goddamn news. Well, we're in Stockton, California, and a doctor let a patient die to steal his goddamn Rolex. Wow. Yeah. The family of a retired California policeman has filed a wrongful death lawsuit alleging a doctor abandoned attempts to save the man from a heart attack in order to steal his Rolex wristwatch. The doctor, 32-year-old Cleveland James Inman of Hermosa Beach, California, is facing grand theft charges, is also facing grand theft charges in this case. You know, on top of letting the dude, you know what I'm saying, get fucked up, you know. Yeah, homie. Yeah, Goofy Bone. That was in Stockton, California, man. So you got to watch out, dog. I know you got a motherfucking Rolex or you got your goddamn nice jeans and your nice clothes and shit. Your motherfucking ass go to the doctor. Shit. At least Dr. Cleveland James Inman of Hermosa Beach, yeah, he going to let your ass motherfucking die just to steal your goddamn watch. So you might want to watch yourself, homie. You might want to watch. Hell nah, that's a damn funny joke right there. You might want to watch yourself. Where does this guy get these guys? I don't know. I don't freaking know. Yeah. So y'all already know, man. I'm going to take a little break right here, you know what I'm saying, before I get like Marvin the Martian, you know what I'm saying, and get into a little funky tune, you know. Marvin, tell them what's going on, man.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
So what we gonna do? Man, shit. I think I'm gonna play something else.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
I'm sorry. Well, fuck it. I'll play it then. I was, you know. I'm sorry, Red. I was finna play another, a different cut, but apparently somebody's disagreeing with me. So, yeah, I have to tell them. You know my motherfucking style, bitches. Bitches know my motherfucking style. Shit, if you don't, figure it out. We're going on a little medley, man, and we're going to come back, get into the news. A little bit more motherfucking medley news for y'all. Right here live on Reckoning Game Radio. It's Red Shades.
You know my style.
Discussion. When I hit the scene, they be dodging, ducking. I can go on, but they there's no, but it's nothing. If I don't look in my eyes, you can get to
seductive. You can peek, you can try, but there ain't no touching.
Down to the floor, showing how you get low. All day, all night, getting low is what we hide. Red from living up classy. You ain't know my name, player, just ask me. I walk around icy and I stay looking fly. Yeah, hey, I kids talk, hey, I wanna know why. I'm so fly, and hey, y'all never get the time. Cause my mind on my money, gotta stay on the grind. Yeah, we F-A-M, and it's our time to shine. So just get low with it, drop it down one time.
It's your boy Super G. When it comes to getting dough, then my money growing trees. Well, I know for making paper, thanks to all my haters, girls like candy. I could get a 9 later, FAU, yeah, I roll with the crew. Extra, extra, these rappers all new. We in the spotlight now, and we ain't getting out. Family and music, that's what it's all about.
Come on, damn it. The fuck? Fucking shit, shit, fucking shit ass. Fuck. Oh, man.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
Man, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is going on with this shit, man? That's some old bullshit. I can't stand fucking Wi-Fi. Motherfucking Wi-Fi, people, is the bullshit. I mean, this shit is, you know, yeah, you get to jack off somebody's shit, you know what I'm saying, and steal somebody's shit, but in the end, man, it fucks you up. That's what it just did to me. It fucked me up just then. All right, but anyways, really fucked up my whole comedic part of that little segment there. And thank you for, and matter of fact, yeah, damn, Goofy, you did send me that fucking blog talk fucker brother day. Yeah, let me get off into one more song. Let me upload that shit, man. Let me upload my shit. Y'all, matter of fact, yeah, I just forgot Goofy sent me that shit. I got to go and download that real quick, and then we gonna get this shit really popping on this goddamn blog talk shit. You motherfuckers are gonna tighten up on this shit. You want a nigga to motherfucking keep bringing people onto y'all shit, and y'all keep getting paid for all these hits and all these motherfuckers coming to these shows and shit.
Have you seen what vaginas look
look like after birth?
No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
That is actually a fucked up commercial. That is so fucked up, man, because that's the kind of world we actually live in, with sick fucks actually thinking like that. I mean, seriously, we got sick fucks that okay. Alright, let me finish this goddamn news up real quick. Alright, finishing this motherfucking news up, then I'm going to get to some other shit, alright? Healthcare workers revolt. We off in New York, where they say they're upset over an ultimatum from the health department. Workers are being told to either get the swine flu vaccine or lose their jobs. I'm telling you, if you got that fucking swine flu bullshit, I ain't even finna call you a dumbass, but if you get it, you're a dumbass. No motherfucking swine flu. Man, please, I don't take no flu vaccine, no fucking swine, no pig, bird, cat, dog. Fuck all them flus that you motherfuckers keep motherfucking making up. New York is the first state in the country to mandate flu vaccination for its healthcare workers. The first doses of swine flu vaccine will be available beginning next week. Much of it is reserved for state healthcare workers, but there is growing opposition to required inoculations. You fucking right, man. You can't tell nobody goddamn to voluntarily poison their motherfucking body. All because of some shit that y'all ain't even medically proven what the fuck is caused. You know what I'm saying? What causes the swine flu? Or is there, you know, come on, man. You just want bitches to go out and just shoot they shelf up with some shit? America's fucking sick, y'all, and you better watch. You better watch your motherfucking self, because you call yourself a goddamn American, they're going to put your ass in that same fucking boat. Talking about it's mandated for you to go and take them. Bitch, you got me fucked up. And see, that's going to be a whole problem when they start shit like that. See how they use a big metropolitan area to try to pull some whole ass shit like that. Talking about you losing your job. Bitch, we is in a fucking financial crisis. You know what I'm saying right now? Well, bitches ain't even got jobs. Healthcare is already fucked up, and you gonna sit up here and fire the motherfuckers that's taking care of people already because they don't want to motherfucking take a vaccination? You motherfuckers, alright. You gonna get what's coming to you, though. You ain't asking for it, but you gonna get what's coming to you. Right here in the good old US of A, man. Toyota is to issue their largest ever recall, and guess what for? Faulty floor mats. And hell. Yeah, Toyota says it will recall 3.8 million vehicles in the United States to address problems with a removable floor mat that could interfere with the vehicle's accelerator and cause a crash. The company said it will be the largest recall in its history. Owners could learn about the safety campaign as early as next week. Toyota and the government warned owners of Toyota and Lexus vehicles about safety problems tied to the removable floor mats. They say the mats could interfere with the vehicle's accelerator and cause a crash. So instead of these stupid motherfuckers just saying, hey, if you own a Toyota or a Lexus, take the fucking removable floor mat out of the driver's side. That is all you have to do. You motherfuckers is finna recall. Tell everybody to bring their goddamn vehicle back to the damn Toyota dealership. Back, you know what I'm saying, to a Lexus dealership with the same make of, you know, with the same shit. Toyota and Lexus is the same shit. And it, just to take a fucking floor mat out, which is a removable floor mat. All right. Well, USA just don't get no smarter than that right now. Wow. And this is almost to the last, people. We are in Johannesburg, South Africa. And this is why crackers got their ass over here. Y'all motherfuckers wondering why crackers is so heavy in motherfucking Africa. Because a 500-carat diamond was motherfucking found. And guess who holding the shit up? A fucking cracker. What kind of shit is that? Petra Diamonds Limited. Yeah, imagine that. Says a diamond the size of a chicken egg has been found at South Africa's Cullinan mine. The diamond may be among the world's top 20 high-quality gems. It was discovered at the mine northeast of Pretoria, South Africa. No value has been given yet for the diamond, which weighs just over 100 grams. I'm telling you, y'all, we have to get back to Africa. Us as black people, we have to get back to our fucking riches, man. This is what the fuck we left. You bitches is running around here trying to put motherfucking 1 carat, half carat, 2 carat diamonds on your motherfucking fingers and around your necks and all that shit. Bitch, go and get your ass in one of these mines. Get they ass the fuck up out of there and look at all the fucking diamonds you can have. A five, bitch, bling bling that, motherfucker. Bling bling that. Have that hanging around your neck, bitch. A 500 carat fucking diamond. Shit, nigga, I'm shitting on P. Diddy and Donald Trump. Shit, skate on all you motherfuckers. Damn. Yeah, 500 carat diamond. People, if you don't believe me and what I'm hearing, I hope you don't. You can go to nuttynewstoday.com and check this shit out yourself. It's the only way you're ever going to really learn news. Check it out your motherfucking self, people. All right? And what the hell is going on? Damn, man. Fucking do my shit. All right, anyways. I popped off in it. All right. Everybody quiet on the home front. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, Miss Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone, Straight Loc Records on. You know what I'm saying? And y'all look out for the new album. What the fuck is it? Mexican Psycho. Tales of a Mexican Psycho. Memoirs of a Mexican Psycho. Blunt Trails of a Mexican. Some shit like that. And, yeah, new album coming out by my dog, Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Check that shit out. And, Miss Red Shades, you know what I'm saying? She just got some hot hits out in the streets, videos and all that. Look out. I got the new live video show coming soon where I'm going to be premiering, you know what I'm saying, indie artists. Man, I'm taking this shit to a new level. So if you artists out there got motherfucking videos, little makeshift videos, bubblegum videos or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying, Palm Pilot. I don't give a damn. You walk around on your cell phone. And took you a video, put some music to that shit, send it to me, and I will premiere that shit on my show and share it to the world. You know what I'm saying? That's NER's promotion. That's the only way we're going to, you know, really get you prepared for the next level. You know what I'm saying? And that's being in front of that camera, you know, like videos and all that kind of shit. So, you know. And last but not least, da-da-da-da, guess what the fuck we ended at? Oh, man, that is so goddamn ironic. And I do not have my motherfucking people on the line to read that shit to them. Crazy. Yes, people, we are in good old Miss Tasha's land of Australia. Where the sickest shit on this whole news reel has been left. Because a body left decomposing in hospital for 4 days. Yeah. A dead body left decomposing in a hospital for 4 days was a result of individual human error rather than an absence of procedure, the Royal North Shore Hospital says. A man's body was moved to a viewing room within the mortuary at the hospital and was left there for several days, Fairfax News report, newspapers reported. The body was found after staff investigated a bad smell 4 days later. Wow. That's some nasty shit. But that is your motherfucking nutty news for the motherfucking day. And today is whenever the hell it is, because, you know, I ain't got to date these motherfuckers. And, yeah, that's your nutty news of the day, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. God damn, this fucking...
Like, is that Santa Claus?
Shit pissed me the fuck off, man. Yeah, I do got the load of this damn Blog Talk Radio fuck up. Damn little skit. It's coming, y'all. It's damn so coming. Because every time this shit freezes the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? This is some bullshit, man. It causes a real inconvenience. You know what I'm saying? In the middle of your show, I mean, you know, I depend on these little buttons and shit to work correctly in order to, you know what I'm saying? When I say something, it has to go along with it. I can't be looking for a laugh and then get the bitch all filming later and shit. Like, what the fuck is that? Bitch, when I push the button, the bitch supposed to fucking start. All right. But you already know, you know what I'm saying? You know, these you know, computers, you know what I'm saying?
Drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know, a.k.a. BTR, I could pinch you motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not. This is what the fuck I'm going to tell you something, bitches, man. Do the Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? Turn up your motherfucking swag. That's real, man. We live right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. 81 Trey, baby. We in the building. You already know. Wrecking the Game Wednesday. Yeah.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
It's time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
It's nothing like it.
Nope.
I move like Shaq.
Huff, you're racing to the top. I'm like, not too fast.
Not too fast.
The ladies love it. Why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yup.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yup.
Chilling in the West with my East Coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass.
Huff,
I catch you slipping. You gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front. I like my women with class.
Huff.
Nice, beautiful face. Beautiful ass.
Yeah.
Shorty met me at the crib in a half. No accident, kid, but she gon' crash. I confirm to her that I wanna smash. Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky.
Uh-huh.
Always on the move, so she offering a quick hit. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow.
Come sniff
me. Try to jerk me, I'm Ben Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, named Tipnet. Rolling up the thick end, horny in the Vickers. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950.
Uh-huh.
Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they like, who is it? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on a dipper. It's the kid Ashwood, yes, I get busy. I'm coming up, yeah, I can see it
clearly.
Don't you hit the city lot till I use a stick. You're shorty staring at my canary.
And this is
piss, I'm on top like a cherry.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path.
You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
¶¶
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rip your stand, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here, we ain't going nowhere now. Straight long records in your town, guaranteed it's going down. Don't be boning bros, bros, making everything hot. When we performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we push it hard, never stop, giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we want it and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claim and hope it. Stand on stage, be my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the day, man, home of the day. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling to our money to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rep your stand, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Gangsta, gangsta, always on the grind, 24/7, and you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on a blunt and counting my bills, tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight low records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all jockeying and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rep your stand, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. We ride for the city where the sharks reside. And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch, know the name. It's straight low records, I won't say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it. Fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass. Next time you think twice about fucking with us. If you come to the block, you better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, go on quick fast. I could give a motherfucker what a hater gotta say. Cause I love my city inside San Jose. I'ma keep this shit moving, keep this shit hot. San Jose, no trip, I got this shit on lock. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rep your stand, stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the ballers, and this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug acts. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, token, thinking about life. As I puff, puff, pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, wee, the whole that tree for me.
sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing the shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak nigga. With your crack powder and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen, and with a puff of the drove, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself, and that's for sure. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
With a fresh roll blunt and blush your eyes, but that's no surprise. So stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
Xenbino went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Something in the air? I do, and it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Oh yeah! Time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted! You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted, you better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
Yeah.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how we do it, man. Right here live, Sport DJ Smells So Good in the building. Like, thank each and every one of y'all coming through. All the people listening to this on the podcast, iTunes, iPod, touch phones, however the hell you getting this shit here. Hey, thank you for goddamn listening and tuning in. And remember, send all your info, attention trilateral radio. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a nutty news, some nutty news for the day, a crazy-ass question, or news that no one can use, send that to 4202 North 34th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. Again, that's 4202 North 34th Street, and that's in Tampa, Florida, 33610. Attention, trilateral radio, and I will forward all of the crazy questions of the day to Goofy Bone and all of the news that you can't use to Seti J, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it, trilateral commission, man. So shouts out to all my peoples out there. And once again, shouts out to Red Shades, you know, for hanging out with a brother, man, on the radio show. Thank you to Miss Tasha Triple X and everybody in Perth, Australia, Philippa, Clayton, you know what I'm saying? Moms and everybody over there holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, appreciate y'all checking the show out, man, and, you know, showing much love. So, yeah, we're going to go get out the building, man. My dog, Act a Fool, you know what I'm saying? And because she's ready. That's real. And if you ain't ready.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Act a Fool, a.k.a. Captain Grabber, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah. And it's an actual song called Ride, y'all, but that ain't the song.
I can tell by the way she licks.
Y'all have a blessed and unstressed day, man.
She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it. I can see that she's ready, she's ready, she's ready, she's ready. For me to give her what she wants, baby girl is ready, ready, she's ready, she's ready, ready. For me to give her what she wants, baby girl is ready. She ain't gotta speak, but she say so much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it. I can see that she's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready, she's ready, she's ready.